Hey, Hope. Hey, Ho. I don't have any sound yet. I don't hear you, but maybe you hear me. See here. Something here. You think I'm on the air? Okay. All right. Well, Master Control thinks I'm on the air. And let's go with that premise. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here. As we are 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, wow, I'll tell you what. A lot of things have happened today. Let me go right to what really shook me to the core. It was a show I watched this morning, first with Charlie Kirk on the Real America's Voice, followed by a show with Posobiec, right after Charlie Kirk. And the subject was, this is the amazing thing that happened today. Of course, everybody in this audience, well, let's get some of our preliminaries out of the way. First of all, I didn't give you the call-in number. It's area code 512-248-8252. I missed anything else? I didn't tell you what day it was. Hey, it's April 12th, 2024. All right, now, the immense event this morning was a vote that took place in the House of Representatives. It was on an amendment by Andy Biggs, great patriot of Arizona, and it was an amendment to a bill that was before the House, which would end the FISA violation of our Bill of Rights and Constitution that has been going on by the undertaken by the FBI for quite a while now, and is ever accelerating. So this was, everybody in this audience knows FISA, which is the, I'll give the acronym in a moment. But everybody in this audience knows FISA is one of the tools whereby the deep state, as Posobiec described them, the unhumans, attacked Donald Trump, attacked the MAGA movement, attacked all of us, and they're attacking us now. It is utterly unconstitutional, FISA is. So Andy Biggs put in an amendment before a Republican majority in the House to end it. Now get this, you're not going to believe this drama, and you're going to be as shaken by this as Charlie Kirk was. He learned it on the air today while he was broadcasting this morning. This news came across his desk. He read it right there on the spot. And you could see the color drain out of, I don't know if the color was draining out of his face or it was going into his face, but his entire demeanor changed. And here was the news. This vote came up, and it was at, it had succeeded at 212 votes for ending FISA, 211 to keep FISA. So this is a life or death vote for the deep state. If they lose FISA, they've lost a lot. If they keep FISA, we're toast, or we're screwed that way, as we have been for many years now. So it's 212 yay, winning over 211 nay in the House this morning. Now here's the event. Now that's good news. That's like, whoopee, we won. Andy Biggs, you won. We won. Oh, wait. Hold it. No, you didn't, Captain. You didn't win. Because you didn't count on Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. So, yeah, you had won 212 to 211. Quite a victory. Defeating FISA. Actually getting enough Republicans to vote against FISA to win. And then Mike Johnson enters the picture and votes no. What? Mike Johnson changes a 212 to 211 vote victory into a 212 against 212 tie. And the numbers, if you're trying to do the numbers on how many, there were some absent members of the House, some people that have resigned, people that weren't there. 212 for, 212 against, that's a tie. And that includes the vote of the Speaker of the House. Now, what happens if there's a tie in the House? The Speaker's vote has already been used. The Speaker could, in other circumstances, with a tie on the floor, the Speaker could break the tie. But in this case, the good guys had won. Mike Johnson then voted with the bad guys, make it a tie vote, and the rules in the House are a tie vote is defeated. You must have a majority to win. That's reasonable. Shouldn't be any other way. So Mike Johnson, all by him, his little, and I mean little, lonesome self, pathetic, worm-like, gutless, traitorous self, he defeated a beautiful amendment by Andy Biggs. And also, by the way, when Charlie Kirk, when he read the news out, you could see he was, his eyes were bugging out. He's going, am I reading this? Is this true? Mike Johnson just voted for FISA? And Mike Johnson, by one vote, made all the difference between defeat or victory? And he deliberately did this to us? You could see that Charlie Kirk, one of the people I admire the most in the whole world, his head was exploding. He actually said this on the air. He says, I need to slow down for a second. I got to think. I have to take this in, what all this is, before I react. I have to take it in, if this is what it looks to be. And then for the next hour, he took it in. And I'll tell you what he did on Cork. But it gets worse. And this was a magical moment that made me love Charlie Kirk even more than I have up to now. He was reading through the list. He said, who are these 86 Republicans who voted against Andy Biggs' end FISA amendment? Who are these 86 cowards? He's reading down the list. Then he comes to Elise Stefanik. And here's what Charlie Kirk said. And boy, do I admire the man for this. In less than 1 second, he just read her name, going down the list, reading them very fast. Bong, 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 bong. He's reading the names. He goes, bong, bong. He's just reading the last name. Bong, 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 bong. Stefanik. In less than a second, Charlie Kirk said, nice job, Stefanik. You just ended your vice presidential chances. consider your chance at the vice presidency dead. That was a beautiful moment. Charlie Kirk just lowered the boom on Stefanik. He didn't think about it for even more than a second. He'd already absorbed the traitorous nature of this vote by Mike Johnson. Then he realized that at least Stefanik, who I think is the number three or the number two among Republicans in the House, and who is widely bruited about as a vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump, Charlie Kirk said, sorry, good work. He said, good work, Elise. You just ended all those years of ambition. You just ended your ambitions. He was saying clearly, this person is a worm. Mike Johnson is a worm. Elise Stefanik, you also are a worm. And you disqualified yourself for the position of Donald Trump's running mate. Then there was a third. Steve Scalise, another high-ranking Republican. Is he the number two Republican in the House below Mike Johnson? I think that trio is the 1-2-3. Johnson, Scalise, Stefanik. Same applies to Scalise. Scalise, that's it, boy. You're done. You can kiss your ass goodbye as a leader of the right. Now here's what happened. And here's the beauty of it, folks. There's nothing beautiful about this. It's ugly. But here's the beauty in the ugliness. This is what you would call a tell. It's a tell. Because here was a vote that was a tie. And actually, when Mike Johnson got to it, it was a loss. So Mike Johnson, here's what we learned. Mike Johnson, who's been pretended to be a conservative all these years, pretended to be MAGA. He's not. Because when it came down to, they were one vote short. We need one more vote to kill this deep state, FBI, CIA, the blob, the monster, the communist takeover of America. We need one more vote to prevent MAGA from stopping us, at least this one time. Mike Johnson pressed the no vote. He identified himself because they had to have one more vote. And Mike Johnson, if he'd been able to mask himself, if the measure had gone down, by 20 votes, then Mike Johnson could vote for it, pretend to be for it, knowing that his vote would be of no consequence, but it was down to what his vote counted. And the same thing applied to when Elise Stefanik voted it down. She knew if she changed her one vote, then Andy Biggs stop the deep state measure would win. Steve Scalise knew the same thing. Every single member who had to, this was a tell. If I change my vote from the patriotic MAGA vote yes to the communist vote no, or if I don't do it, the communists lose. So I'm going to do it. So Scalise, Stefanik, and Johnson today identified themselves as worthless rats who can never be trusted and who actually are on the other side. This is the incredible, incredible phenomenon that the phenomenon Donald Trump has run into starting in 2015 is that the biggest problem is within the Republican Party. It's the rhinos. It's the fake Republicans. It's the Mitt Romneys, the Paul Ryans, the Kevin McCarthy's, the Mitch McConnell's. And I'll tell you what, Charlie Kirk was so clearly bummed out by this news. Clearly bummed out. And he said several things. I'll look at my notes here. I took notes. I was scribbling as fast as I could as he was speaking this morning. But he was very discouraged. I don't know. I'll come up with the right adjective. Bummed out is fair. Discouraged is fair. Shocked. Let me look through my notes and see what. Anyway, I wanted to give you this news. This is the big story today. Mike Johnson revealing himself, and he's been doing this now for a week, and for several weeks. And the woman I love, Marjorie Taylor Greene, first name of the woman you love, right, also. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's got it right on Mike Johnson. And her vote to vacate the chair. But look at the luck we've had. We got Paul Ryan, then we got Kevin McCarthy. And this, of course, is not a matter of luck, is it? Then we got Mike Johnson. When we're down to one patriot leader that we managed to elect at the national level, Donald Trump. Anyway, let's go back. Let's dig in on this, and I'll go through my notes. Let me just see what the headlines are saying, because I just came back to the headlines here from doing some other things today. So let me go in here and look at what are they saying. One of my favorite places is citizenfreepress.com. Citizenfreepress.com. All right. Okay, they've got it at the top of the page where it belongs. Deep dive. What happened behind the scenes before the FISA spying vote? I am all ears. Let me see what they say. What do they say? Now, by the way, the FISA enables warrantless searches. Andy Biggs's amendment was to require that to search under the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Government has to get a warrant before searching your private life, your possessions, your residence, your person. They have to get a warrant from a judge. But FISA enables them to do warrantless searches. That's all that Andy Biggs wanted was, hey, do we have a Fourth Amendment, boys and girls? Is there a Fourth Amendment? Did George Mason come up with the Virginia Bill of Rights in vain, which was the inspiration for our patriot forefathers, for their revolution? Okay, now let me just see here. Let's see. Okay, I've got to read this article before. I've got to digest this before I come back to you. Okay, let me look at another place where I go for headlines. Let me see what the reaction to this is at the Gateway Pundit. Let's see what the Gateway Pundit is saying. Let's go over here, open the Gateway Pundit, and we see what Jim Hoft is saying. You know, and you are probably like me. This is such a treacherous world through which we are navigating that you've got to come up with a few lodestars. You've got to come up with a few people you can count on to tell the truth and to be smart enough to catch what's going on. So for me, that's Steve Bannon. For me, that's Charlie Kirk. And Jim Hoft here. I'm looking at, I'll see, let me see what Jim Hoft comes up with today. This is this story. I'm sure he's covered this. Okay, so now I'm learning something new here. Mike Johnson held the press conference today with Donald Trump. I'm sorry to hear that. Charlie Kirk said, Mr. President, cancel the press conference with Mike Johnson. Don't go near the guy. And by the way, I'm looking at President Trump's face standing behind the little wimp, Mike Johnson. And he looks like he just ate something bad, real bad. boy, I'll tell you what, let's just see what this headline is. Let's go through this story. And I want to see whether any reporter had the balls. This is a press conference. You're supposed to take questions. Did anybody have the balls to ask a cogent question about Andy Biggs's defeated amendment? Thanks to you, Mike Johnson. Thanks to you, Elise Stefanik. Thanks to you, Steve Scalise. Okay, blah, blah, blah. He was announcing something. A bunch of BS, I'm sure. He's announcing something. He's going to tighten requirements for voter registration. Oh, yeah, right. Sure you are, Mike Johnson. This is hucksterism. Speaker Johnson traveled to Florida on Friday for a crucial meeting with the one individual capable of saving his leadership position, former President Donald Trump. The meeting comes after Mike Johnson approved of warrantless spying on American citizens, jeopardizing the Fourth Amendment. No, not jeopardizing it, ending it. Laura Loomer wrote earlier, quote, President Trump needs to cancel his meeting at Mar-a-Lago with Speaker Johnson. He just broke a tied vote. And it's worse than that, folks. He didn't break a tie vote. He cast the vote, making it a tie, which killed it. It's worse. He just broke a tied vote and voted in favor of not requiring a warrant for the government to spy on Americans. That's all of you, folks, all of you. And this is going on, by the way. They've admitted their spying covers hundreds of thousands of us. Hundreds of thousands. They're admitting to these bastards. Completely flouting the Fourth Amendment. Just giving it the middle finger. Giving America the middle finger. Giving the Constitution the middle finger. Why can't the Republican Party give them about middle finger? Just broke a tied vote. Donald Trump said, kill FISA. Mike Johnson just helped Joe Biden have an easier time spying on President Trump's 2024 campaign and paved the way for increased mass surveillance of Americans. Oh, this is Laura Loomer wrote this. He's trying to sabotage Trump. You got that right, Laura Loomer. And here is this wimp. Wiener. Mike Johnson. You can see it in his face. You can see the treachery in his face. Stabbing Donald Trump in the back. Stabbing all of us in the back. And he's the Speaker of the House. By the way, in this bill that Mike Johnson has shepherded as the Speaker of the House, he has the power to do this. To do deals behind closed doors with the demon rats. That included the $3 billion for the FBI to build a brand new building. As if the castle they have on Pennsylvania is not enough. A $3 billion new, we're awarding them, funding the spying. This is treachery beyond treachery. Not just not fighting back hard enough. This is funding it. This is what, like Mike Johnson, the so-called conservative, just funded full-term abortion. He's not against abortion. This man is compromised. And I'll tell you what, the Sobek had it right. The Sobek, who has worked in intelligence, I think it was naval intelligence, he knows how, he says, I know how this system works. And he says, I'll tell you what happened today. He read the headline today. Merrick Garland was working the phones, calling congressmen, working the phones, privately calling congressmen. He said, the Sobek said this right after Kirk. He says, folks, this is not hard to figure out. What is Merrick Garland, the attorney general, doing, calling individual congressmen on the day of a vote? What's he doing? He's scaring the crap out of them. He's telling them. And Pasovic said, hey, you know, in the intelligence business, we call it the call. You get the call. And the call, Posobiec said, goes like this. Oh, hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Oh, this is Merrick. How you doing, Mike? Say, of course, you're going to vote the right way today. I'm fully complete confidence in you, Mike, that you will vote against, silly amendment by Andy Biggs. Of course, you'll lead a vote against that. And, I really like you, Mike. You know, it would be a shame if, the video we've got, Mike. It'd be a shame if, your wife's attorney were to see that video. Something of this nature. Okay? In other words, blackmail. That's exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene said was going on. Blackmail. Combination of two things. Blackmail and the sheer evil. So people that are worms just worms, they're being blackmailed. And then people who are evil are revealing themselves to be. I love Posobiec's term for them. And it's the title of his new book, which doesn't come out until the beginning of July. Boy, I'm going to get myself a copy called Unhuman. Unhuman. Boy, do you have that right, Posobiec. Unhuman. So let me read more of this story here. This is Jim Hoff writing this. This is one of these lodestars. This is a North Star to which I can look in this time of incredible treachery. Somebody I can believe. And so, in an attempt to save his career, Speaker Johnson emphasized the critical, importance of upholding election integrity. Blah, blah, blah. Pure bullshit. Pure bullshit. What you did, judge them by their fruits, by what they did. What you did today, Mike Johnson, that's the tale. That revealed the bastard that you are. Oh, you believe in election integrity. No, you don't. You just authorized the FBI to end election integrity. You just authorized Chuck Hugh Schumer to destroy our nation. You're just a liar, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, and you need to go. You need to be gone. He cited concerns over non-citizens influencing election outcomes due to the open border catastrophe. Yeah, it's an open border, Mike Johnson, a catastrophe, and you voted for the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill, which finances it. You're paying for it, Mike Johnson. You had the power as Speaker of the House to put your damn foot down and say, no, we're not paying for our own destruction. We're not going to pay you to kill us. But Mike Johnson did just that. He did just that. He's a complete weasel, traitor, fraud. He needs to be gotten rid of. And I can tell you this, as long as the Republican Party is led by Mike Johnson, it's over. It's over. And President Trump missed it. This is a quick analysis, but I'm looking at President Trump's face. He looks like he ate something very bad. And Laura Loomer's right. He should have told Mike Johnson to get the hell off my property. Get off my lawn, Mike Johnson. He missed an opportunity to do that. And he did something else that was very wrong. He chewed out Marjorie Taylor Greene. Big mistake. Don't chew out Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's got the guts. She's got the courage. She's got the steel. She's got the backbone. Back her up. She's the best we've got. Don't back up Mike Pissant Johnson of Louisiana. Wash your hands of him. Get rid of him. Get him off the property. I'll read you some more from my notes. This was a very bad moment. I'm going to see if there's some video. I want to see some video. I want to hear the tone of President Trump during this. Here it is. Okay, now this is the first time I'm hearing it. This is the first time I'm hearing the audio, and I'm Let's hear what it is. I hope I hear some of President Trump's voice. Let's hear this weasel, traitor, Mike Johnson. Oh, good luck, Mike Johnson. You bastard. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that, Mike Johnson, because you wouldn't even vote yes on the Fourth Amendment. You're not going to require anything from anybody, you lying piece of crap. It's all talk. But when it comes down to the crunch vote, and Donald Trump should know this because he's the man who gets things done. He knows bullshit from truth. And when they're shoveling bullshit at him, his job is to ask to discern that. This is a bullshitter. By the way, you hear that flip tone? You hear that? You hear that from this phony? By the way, he just finished voting for the end of our republic. By the way, Mike Johnson, get out of government. Join the Democrat Party you belong to. Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. No, you had a critical thing to do this morning, Mike Johnson, at a very critical time, to do something, not just to flap your putrid lips, you lying rhino bag of crap.
Also, requires you to remove non-citizens.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking at Donald Trump's voice. I love Donald Trump. I'm looking at his face. Okay, he's behind, so I can see his actual expression. He knows he just got screwed. He knows it. He looks very glum. His shoulders are slouched. He just got screwed by Mike Johnson. That's the whole point of Mike Johnson appearing on a podium with our hero, Donald Trump. You worm, Johnson. What's wrong with you people in Louisiana? What's wrong with you people in Baton Rouge? How did you send us this tweet? Or is it Shreveport? Who knows? But you better get your act together in Louisiana and recall Mike Johnson. Oh, you're going to help the state's administrator. You hear the cutesy tone he has? The flip, cutesy tone. This is the end of Western civilization. He's going to be cute about it. Oh, and he's reading everything he's saying right now. He's reading from a script carefully prepared with his fellow traitors. No, we can't wait for you, Mike Johnson. You bag of crap. We're the ones that can't wait. The threat of destruction of America is growing with every single second. You are still Speaker of the House. Yes, 70% of the American people don't want, for example, Mike Johnson, our money, our tax dollars going to the corrupt dictators of Ukraine. But you are going to make it happen. You're going to send another $60-80 billion of our money. You don't care about a poll. Don't cite polls to us, you bag. I'd like to see where he's going to have the balls to go after this. I'd like to see what kind of a speaking tour you're going to do, Mike Johnson, because we the people are going to give you an earful. You're going to hear from us. I want to see whether Mike Johnson does any town halls in his district in Northwest Louisiana. Have you got the balls to do that, Mike Johnson? Your citizens are going to be telling you what they think of your betrayal. See, this is a setup. This is such a setup. This cute piece of crap. He knows that's going to lose. The election integrity. It's going to lose. Oh, but now, see, we've exposed the Democrats. No, everybody knows that. You didn't expose a damn thing, Mike Johnson. It's not a winning issue. You had a chance to win on Americans don't want to be spied on by the FBI. They don't want to be spied on by the hundreds and thousands and millions. They don't want to be rousted out of their homes by SWAT teams. I just read the story of a SWAT team. Let me remember where it is. I think I can remember it in detail. A guy who was SWATted in the dark, in the morning, 10 cars pulled up to his house. 10 cars! He's in the house with his wife. They're sleeping. I'm going to remember his name in a second. His first name, I think, is Brian. I think he has a Polish last name. I'm going to remember it in a second. Doesn't matter to him anymore. He's dead. He's dead because these ATF goons that kicked in his front door, his wife woke him up. It's pitch black. His wife wakes him up. Somebody's breaking in the front door, honey. Okay, he does what every red-blooded American would do with his wife there in bed with him, next to him. He reaches for his bedside firearm or wherever he had it to defend his home against goons who are breaking in his front door. He's just roused from sleep. He's probably not half awake. He turns the corner in his dark hallway, and there are goons coming at him. Goons, ATF goons. They didn't identify themselves. They didn't announce themselves. They are not illuminated in any way. And he takes a shot. Of course he takes a shot. What's he supposed to do? Stand there? Stand there? In our dictatorship? In our former America? No, he fired a shot. And apparently he fired it low. He didn't fire to kill. He fired to deter. And the ATF plugged him in the head, got him through the brain, and killed him. And why were they kicking in his door? You're not going to believe this, folks. This man, who is the executive director of an airport in Arkansas. Okay, now it's coming to me. It's in Little Rock, Arkansas. He's the executive director of the airport in Little Rock. Forget about the name of the airport. It doesn't matter. Okay. This is an upstanding citizen who lives in a 3,000 square foot home. That's big. He's a successful man. He's a pillar of the community. He had no idea that anybody was investigating him or inquiring about him. Nothing. He was T-boned by the ATF at the door. And you know what their allegation is? This man, his name will come to me in a moment. He likes to go to gun shows. Like many people, millions of people love to go to gun shows. Some people go to every gun show because it's something they really enjoy. A lot of patriots congregate. And he would set up a table and he would sell... buy and sell his hobby, which is, interesting firearms, which can be very interesting. It's a hell of a hobby. He didn't even go to the, he didn't even fire them at the firing ranges. He liked to collect guns and to sell them. Trade them, buy them, sell them. And he also sold coins. Something like Ron Paul likes to do. He had a business selling coins in Texas. Another thing patriots like, selling gold and silver. Real money. But the AGF decided that because he didn't have a federal firearms license, which by law he was not required to have, it is legal to go to a gun show, I believe everywhere in the country. It's illegal to go to a gun show. I'm not well informed on this, but you don't have to have a federal firearms license to set up a card table at a gun show and bring a couple of rare coins, some flags, and a gun and sell it. But that's what he did. But the ATF on their own, by themselves, without consulting this guy who's the executive director of the airport, they just kick in his door in the middle of the dark before 6 a.m. and kill him. That's America. That is the America we're living in. That's the country we've got, folks. That's the country that sellouts like Mike Johnson have given us. I want to hear the president. I want to see here what he's saying. Well, by the way, this murder by the ATF, 10 cars. I don't know how many ATF agents were in those 10 cars. By the way, the first thing the ATF agents did, and all these three-letter agencies, they're all the same, CIA, NSA, FBI, ATF, Homeland Security, they're all the same. The enemy's taken over all of them. From stem to stern. What is the first thing that these ATF agents did when they came up on this unfortunate man's porch in the minute or so before he was murdered? He had a ring phone. They covered up his ring phone. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're trying to identify yourselves, all right? You're making it so that the person, if they hear... And they didn't ring. They didn't knock. But if this man's wife or this man had looked out of their ring phone, they wouldn't have seen anything because the ATF, brave ATF agents, covered it up. And by the way, there's no crime in having a card table and selling. You know, as a private individual, you're not a federal firearms dealer. You're not making a living. The man's the executive director of the airport. He's making lots of money. He doesn't need any side income. He's doing it because he loves his hobby. He meets his friends. He has fun. But even, now let me give you this. If somebody were required to get a federal firearms license, which costs apparently, from reading the articles, $200. He would have to buy a license for $200 if he wanted to register as a federal firearms dealer in Little Rock. Someone who doesn't pay that $200 or get that permit, that's not a serious crime. That's not a crime that you swat somebody in the middle of the night with 10 cars. How many agents? I don't know how many agents were in that thing, but it wasn't one ATF agent per car. I'll bet some of those cars had four of them in it. And camo and combat gear with enough weaponry they could take out a platoon in a war. This poor guy's sleeping with his wife. They just murder him. That's America. And you know what? That sounds, you know, I used to read, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's wonderful telling of the truth of the Stalin years and what it was like to be in Stalinist Russia and how they would kill people. If Alexander Solzhenitsyn were alive today, he'd say, "My God, it's here. My God, it's here." They just come in and shoot you. For nothing. They don't like you. And by the way, look at all these. This is not like one wayward cop who made a stupid decision and made a mistake and killed someone wrongly. No, no, no. This is dozens of grown men and probably women planning this for probably weeks, spying on the poor guy for weeks with FISA. With FISA, with the thing Mike Johnson just enabled. And nobody had the integrity, the conscience, the ethics to say this is wrong. This guy is not a criminal. Why don't we call him up and ask him and request that he get a federal firearms license for $200 so that his transactions at his table will be more pleasing to us? And then furthermore, if in the course of this, the guy's going to gun shows, if in fact he sells a gun to somebody, he's not responsible for that person. He's not responsible. Apparently, over the course of 3 years or something, he sold something over 100 firearms, according to the ATF. I mean, who knows if he's if they're lying about that too. So he's responsible for it, and every single person. I mean, that would be the end of the firearms in America if every single person who sells a firearm, dealer or otherwise, is legally responsible for any misuse of the firearm and is going to get swatted and murdered. Who the hell is going to sell firearms? And of course, that's the whole idea of the ATF, isn't it? Who the hell is going to sell? Nobody. The whole idea is to disarm America by scaring the hell out of us. Thanks a lot, Mike Johnson. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to find out who you really are, Mike Johnson. We just did. Boy, they don't have President Trump. President Trump. I'm going to search for it right now. I want to hear what President says. How is he handling this? And I want to know how well he was briefed by his staff. Did somebody tell him what had happened hours before on the floor of the House? Let's go to look for reporting of what the president said there. He's standing right behind Mike Johnson. And Mike Johnson says, now let's go to the president. And this is an incredible Hail Mary by Mike Johnson to save his pathetic, treasonous ass. So I'll just say Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, press conference. At Mar-a-Lago. Boy, I hope I've gotten some really bad information. I hope this is not what I'm seeing. Okay, so here he is. This is here's Fox covering it. This is the first time I'm going to hear this, folks. I'm not. Not too sure what we're going to hear. Here's an ad for Shen Yun. By the way, Shen Yun is right in my town right now. And my daughter said, hey, there's some buses for Shen Yun. And that's the Chinese patriots, real heroes, who have led the balls to do what Mike Johnson does not have, fight communism.
Along the sides of the House of Representatives. We have a court system that's very corrupt. We have a border that's open. There are a lot of problems in our country. And we have an election that that's really what we're here to talk about. Speaker Johnson's going to be a great review on what we million people reporting at level 7. Nobody's reporting, nobody's going to talk about what happened. We have 15 million already in, some are terrorists. They come from jails and prisons, they come from mental institutions and insane asylums. They come from all over the world.
Okay, so this is, we already know this. The president, to the president, here's what I'm, you know, this isn't the story. This is a setup by Mike Johnson. So he's covering his ass by just speaking platitudes, not Donald Trump. Mike Johnson is about to speak platitudes. Let's listen to more than the president. That would be nothing. Blah, blah, woof, woof. Talk, talk, talk. Flap your cowardly lips. Mike Johnson, the president is getting suckered. He got suckered big time in his first administration by people like Bill Barr, people like John Bolton. Can you believe it? John Bolton was in the president's staff. Can you believe that? How the hell was that engineered?
Well, not just South America. They're coming from all over the world. Venezuela announced that their crime is down 67%.
Okay, let's go forward.
Okay,
let's go. And by the way, let me describe the expression on Mike Johnson's face. You folks out there in listener land can't see the video here. The expression, I'll tell you who Mike Johnson looks like. The smirk that's on his face is the same one worn by Peter Strzok. Remember Peter Strzok of Lisa Page fame? Peter Strzok, the FBI agent, who is, oddly enough, interestingly, he was very much in charge of much of the FISA treason that Mike Johnson just re-enabled. And by the way, it's worse than that. I mean, as if it weren't bad enough for you, Charlie Kirk was interviewing congressman on what just happened, and he said, so what happened is Mike Johnson renewed the FISA powers, and this congressman, let me look up his name, he said, no, Charlie, it's worse than that. It's worse because the Republicans added, they amped it up, they made FISA worse, they added language that reduced your freedoms further. And so Charlie Kirk by this point was, I mean, he was ready to, his head was exploding. And he was trying to control himself. And so he said in complete disgust, I mean, this is so bad, folks, that Charlie Kirk had gone past anger. You ever seen someone like that? Where they're past being furious at somebody. They don't shout. They don't yell. They don't get red in the face. It's so bad that it's too late for anger. Instead, they go to the emotional tone of complete disgust. Complete and utter disgust. And here's what Charlie Kirk, here's a quote from him. This, folks, oh no, this was a Jack Posobiec said, this, folks, is your America 2024. That's what Posobiec was. And one after another, the host, the real patriot host, like Jack Posobiec and Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon, they're all over this. They recognize this is it. This is the big one. They don't waste their time talking about some minor crap. By comparison. Charlie Kirk said, I'm going to run out of time. I've got like 10 pages of notes I took this morning. And we'll have to come back to it on Monday. all I can say to you is get out there, go to citizenfreepress.com. Go to Real America's Voice. Go to revolver.news. Go to these places where you'll get the truth and read for yourself on what happened today with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. This is so bad. This is not an accident. This was a deliberate stab in the back by Mike Johnson. And what happened today, though, what the tell is that he had to vote with the traitors. See, this election integrity thing he's going to do, he knows he's going to lose that. Now he's going to lose it. Patriots are going to lose big. So his hand in it is not going to show. He can hide his presence. But today, Mike Johnson had to take off the mask. So did Elise Stefanik. And so did Steve Scalise. We're going to have to reevaluate these people over the next week and try. And by the way, Charlie Kirk today, he was very depressed about it. He said, maybe it's too late. Maybe it's too late. Charlie Kirk was almost at the point of saying, hey, I'm left with prayer. We've been beaten, badly beaten by an incredibly well-organized and ever or omnipresent communist cadre. It includes Mike Johnson. That's right. Whether he thinks of himself as a communist or not, he does there. When he gets the call, he does what he's told to do. That puts him in the CPUSA. All right, well, we're going to run out of time, and I'll have to close out here. And see you all on Monday here in the Trump Clubhouse.